Hello, everyone. This is Aaron, and I have a story to share with you today. This story is a wild and unbelievable story about when my car broke down on the side of the road while I was on my way home, and the events that followed after were hard to believe. As I was whipping it through the hills of the wild and wonderful, just observing the beautiful sights of the state, I began to hear a wild and not so wonderful sound that I couldn't ignore, even over the music that I had cranked to the max. The sound could only be described as a clank, kabump with a hint of screeching. While trying to push through, I had to pull over. I had to investigate this sound that I knew was only going to hurt my wallet. As I pulled over on the only opening that I could see, I then proceeded to get out and open up the hood of my poor old beaten car. As smoke rolled out of the hood, I tried my best to look for the culprit that was behind the noise. After strenuous searching and trying to act like I knew what I was doing, I was unable to find what was making the noise. So there I was, on the side of the road, in the middle of nowhere, with no hopes of getting a ride home and no service to make a phone call to have someone to pick me up. I surveyed my options and I realized there was only one thing I could do. Start walking. So there I am, 18 years old, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night, trying to find the nearest home to disrupt their sleep, to use their phone and trying to get a ride home. As I'm just walking down the dirty road, just thinking about how I probably shouldn't have hit all those potholes in the past, I began to hear a mysterious sound in the darkness. At first, I didn't give it any thought, but it's a sound no one can ignore, just due to the rarity of it in a small town in West Virginia. I began to start walking faster, hoping to see the glow of a light of a house that would hopefully still have a landline that I would be able to use. The sound began to grow, and it started to echo throughout the hills, and it grew louder and louder. I was walking so fast that my legs were on fire, and I started into a sprint. No matter how fast I ran, I couldn't escape the growing noise that haunted me. I was running as fast as I could, giving a look over my shoulder, and there it was. Coming around the bend, and going so fast that it could have had flames coming off of it. I had run so hard, but I just couldn't escape it. With the sounds growing and my fear filling my body, I was just ready to accept my fate. The figure was finally upon me, and out of the darkness, its high beams made the valley glow. With one glance down at my feet, I just thought about all my past memories, and how if I would have taken care of my 2008 Nissan Altima, I wouldn't have to deal with this. Finally, I was ready. The figure had stopped beside me, and I looked up, and what was in front of me was terrifying. A 1996 ice cream truck with its music blowing and deafening my ears. The van came to a full stop beside me, and I watched the dirty windows slowly roll down, and a raspy voice spoke out and said, "Everything all good here, brother?" I pulled out my phone, turned on my flashlight, shining it on either my end or my savior, and what I saw, it made my jaw drop. At the end of my flashlight was an American hero, blonde hair glistening in the light. It was none other than WWE wrestler Hulk Hogan. I spoke out stunned, "Hulkster, what are you doing here?" He replied, "I'm on my way to do a show in Huntington, and I saw a Nissan stopped alongside the road. I couldn't believe it," and he could tell. He said the words I had been hoping to hear from a 6-time WWE champion of the world. He said, "Need a ride, brother?" With no hesitation, I hopped in the van and we began down the road. We were talking, and I finally asked why he has the music on and why he's driving the ice cream truck. He said that he was running late for the show and it was the only thing they had on the rental lot. And also, the music was broken, and he wasn't able to shut it off. He hated it, too. As Hulk Hogan dropped me off at my home, I stood there in disbelief, watching my savior drive away, and thought, wow, you never know who you'll see in the hills of West Virginia.